This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharata 2047 is an ambition of every Indian, and states can play an active role to achieve this aim as they are directly connected with the people. Addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today, the Prime Minister said Viksit states will make Viksit Bharat. He said this decade is of changes, technological and geopolitical, and also of opportunities. The Prime Minister said India should grab these opportunities and make the policies conducive for international investments. The Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog is underway at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre. The Prime Minister, who is also the chairman of Niti Aayog, is chairing the meeting. Chief Ministers and Lieutenant Governors of States and Union Territories, Union Ministers as ex-officio members and special invitees, and the Vice Chairman Suman Beri and members of Niti Aayog are attending the meeting. The theme of this year's meeting is Viksit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India will continue to uphold ASEAN unity and centrality through its Act East policy. Speaking at the 14th East Asia Summit Foreign Ministers meeting in Vientiane today, the External Affairs Minister said Act East policy has completed a decade. He said next year East Asia Summit process will complete 2 decades and India will contribute towards stronger East Asia Summit process. Dr. Jaishankar said India remains a steadfast supporter of ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific AOIP and appreciates its convergence with Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative IPOI. Dr. Jaishankar said India encourages more East Asia Summit members to join IPOI. He said India has consistently contributed towards East Asia Summit Plan of Action, and it was reflected in East Asia Summit Conference on Maritime Security and Cooperation held in Mumbai. The External Affairs Minister said Nalanda University is a realization of important commitment to East Asia Summit. He said Indian values the participation of ASEAN members in the Voice of the Global South Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in his program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani tomorrow. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. A meeting of chief ministers of BJP ruled states will be held in New Delhi at party headquarters this evening. The meeting will also be attended by senior BJP leaders. More effective implementation of government schemes, feedback from the states, and other issues are expected to be taken up during the high-level meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, an exchange of fire is underway with an unidentified person on a forward post in Kamkari area of Machal sector on the line of control in Kupwara. According to defense sources, one Pakistani national has been killed while 2 army soldiers suffered injuries during the operation. The operation was continuing till reports last came in. In a heartbreak for India, both Indian teams bowed out of medal contention in 10-meter mixed team air rifle competition. Team 1, comprising of Sandeep Singh and Elavanil Velarivan, finished 12th, and Team 2, comprising of Arjun Babuta and Ramita Jindal, finished 6th in qualification round. In individual events, Sarabjot Singh finished 9th and Arjun Chima 22nd in 10-meter air pistol for men event. Top 8 qualifies to the medals round. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with host Sri Lanka in the first T20 International of 3-match series at Pallikele this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over central India during the next 2 days. In Uttarakhand, Gujarat, East Rajasthan, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbh, very heavy rainfall may occur today, while in central Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa, it will continue till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.